Digital Learning Day campaign to kick off its Michigan's Year of the Digital Learner. Now, we talked with a representative from the Michigan Department of Education yesterday. We wanted to find out a little bit more about this national program, so let's talk with Sarah Hall, who's on the other end of our line. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I understand you're a Youper.
I am a Youper, Marquette, Michigan, class of 1988.
When's the last time you were back home?
Oh, I go back every year, every summer for sure.
All right, well, good. Well, we're giving you a little taste of Michigan with our interview this morning.
That's wonderful.
For folks who don't know, tell us what the Alliance for Excellence in Education does.
We're a national organization that is really involved in education policy here in Washington, D.C., really put the notion of kids in highest need in that gap and the graduation rates on the map here nationally. So we're always looking for ways to really help reform education. And my boss, Bob Wise, who was the former governor of West Virginia, has been a real proponent of where technology can help reform these schools, whether it's using digital content, online assessment, the professional development that needs to go with school or with teachers, really kind of putting instructional practice first before that tool to make sure that when we're using technology, it's enhancing education.
Boy,
that's our goal.
That's almost a four-letter word here in this state. There are many opponents of this type of technology, and we hear everything. You can't get the one-on-one instruction. If there are questions, the students can't find answers to those questions, and also that it's not as sufficient in teaching children as a teacher is. How would you respond to that?
Oh, definitely teachers are not going away. I think that's one of the misconceptions of where technology fits into the classroom. What we're talking about is really a celebration of teachers and using innovative practices to teach kids. It's really not replacing the teacher for a laptop by any stretch of the imagination. It's really helping teachers become a force multiplier to individualize instruction and to make sure that kids are getting what they need. And I think by using technology, it's not sort of adding on a netbook onto what's already happening. It's really taking a look at the whole system and how technology can be more productive in helping teachers teach.
Sarah, we have presented both sides of this story, the pros and the cons, the supporters and the non-supporters of this type of technology. And the con, what we hear is there's a laptop slapped down there and the students left to their own devices to figure out the process. Tell us specifically from your perspective what digital learning is.
Yeah, I think, that's one of the things that we're really trying to help school districts and principals and states, for that matter, figure out, because I do think that in a lot of cases, the tool leads before the instruction. So they say, hey, let's get a laptop or smart boards for everybody. And those are really important tools, but unless you put that teaching first, it really doesn't make the difference that we're hoping that it could make. So I would say that the digital learning, when we're defining it, is a verb instead of a noun, and it's really helping to look at the whole system. So it's getting those online assessments in place. It's having the feedback at your fingertips, and it's going into deeper learning as opposed to just sort of the distraction of technology that the opponents often bring up.
As a host of the Digital Day of Learning, Michigan is going to have its focus right here in the mid-Michigan area as the program kicks off at the Donnelly School, which is in East Lansing. It's an elementary school. The program starts at 9:30. But as you mentioned, Mr. Wise, he believes that this is a national movement, if you will, and it's going to be more than a day long. It's going to be a year-long movement.
Yes, definitely. And that was one of the things that we really wanted to stress when we're talking about Digital Learning Day, that this is a national awareness campaign that's kicking off today, and that we're really hoping that teachers and principals are taking a look at technology and where those leverage points are for school reform, and be thinking about these things in the planning stages, as opposed to being sort of seduced by that next tool. What is it that you're trying to accomplish in your classroom for your students, and how can technology help get those teachers where they need to be?
Sarah, do you know where the U.S. ranks as far as using this technology as opposed to other countries around the world?
You know, I don't have that statistic, but what we are seeing is that there are a lot more investments being made internationally, and we're seeing some of these emerging companies sort of leapfrog the technologies that we have in place. So the fiber optics and things like that we've already laid, we're seeing some of these emerging places go straight to wireless or are doing a lot more investments from the systemic point of view. So I think we have a really large country to cover, but that broadband access and getting those tools in the hands of teachers, we definitely have a long way to go.
Sarah, what do you say to states like Michigan when they cut funding for education or hold on their funding as opposed to increasing it?
It's always helpful to have the funding. I also think, though, that there's a lot of ways that we can start looking at the resources we have and reallocate some of those toward the things that we know are working. So absolutely, we need to keep funding up and we need to invest in our students and our teachers. But I do think there's a lot of places that we can take a look and reallocate resources to make sure that we're getting the best bang for our taxpayer buck.
Are there some states or some cities that have been really proactive in digital learning?
I would actually say that the four places that we're highlighting today during the National Town Hall meeting at 1 o'clock today are four that we think are really leading the charge, both in terms of reallocating resources and taking a look at the system, but also getting great gains for the students. Mooresville, North Carolina is one that we're highlighting. There's one in Klein ISD, which is right outside of Houston, Texas, as well as Inglewood, Colorado, and then one in your neck of the woods, Cleveland's New Tech High. It's really seeing some great gains and taking a look at the whole system and using project-based learning to get to that deeper level of concentration with the technology.
Sarah, for educators or legislators who want to learn more about digital learning, where do they go?
You can go to our website. It's www.digitallearningday.org. There's a lot of toolkits up there, and I think to get started, if you're just learning about it today, tune in at 1 o'clock. We're going to have our live town hall meeting. Secretary Arne Duncan and Chairman of the FCC, Julius Genachowski, will be our honored guest, and we'll be highlighting those schools that I just mentioned.
Where can they find that program?
Just go to the website, digitallearningday.org, and you'll see it right there on our homepage.
All right, Sarah, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you greatly, and enjoy your time back in the UP when you come back this summer.
Hey, thank you.